大会给我下午的这个题目呢，是我大概没有讲过的。
The conference has given me a theme to share in the afternoon. I don't believe I've shared upon this topic before.
就是如果我理解正确的话，就是从青年人的角度来讲，操练一个敬虔的生活。
Now that is, if I have understood correctly, is that from the viewpoint of the youth, how to exercise a godly life?
那意思就是说，我要把我自己带回到四十年前。
In other words, I have to bring myself back 40 years.
四十多年前。
Actually, over 40 years.
因为我自己蒙恩的时候是十六岁。
As for me, I was saved when I was 16.
所以讲到一个少年人怎么样在神的家里面来开始成长，这个属灵的追求这件事情，我是讲我自己个人的经历。
How to share as a youth to grow spiritually and to pursue after the Lord, I can only share on my personal experience.
我们一起来读一段圣经。
Now let's turn to a Bible passage.
但以理书。
The book of Daniel, chapter 1.
但以理第一章
Book of Daniel chapter 1
这个我想我们大部分的弟兄姊妹都知道这个但以理的故事
I think brothers and sisters already know this book of Daniel
但以理的成长他有一个秘诀
Now as for the growth of Daniel he has a secret
就是从他少年的时候开始。
That it started when he was young.
他们一共是四个人。
There was a total of four of them.
成长在他们是个亡国奴。
And they were actually captive of a fallen nation.
但是好像神的权柄里头安排这几个少数的青年人不是去做奴工营的奴隶
But as according to the sovereignty of God, they were not to be slaves in captivity to serve in labor.
他们被带到王宫里面去
But they were brought into the palace.
得到最好的待遇
That they were treated most honorably.
王希望有一天他们长大了可以为这个王来卖命
The king desired that after they grew up, that they would serve the king wholeheartedly.
但是他们没有接受王的这种外邦待遇忧郁的生活
Yet they did not receive this lifestyle of the Gentile nation as they were treated very well
因为他们有一个不同的信仰
That's because they had a different faith
这个少年人从小有一个分别为圣的心
Now these young men, even in their youth, they were consecrated, separated unto God.
第一节的第一章的第八节有这么一句话。
So there are these words recorded in chapter 1, verse 8.
但以理却立志不以王的膳和王所饮的酒玷污自己。
But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat nor with the wine which he drank.
我想这就是他后来一生能够敬畏神能够蒙神恩典祝福的一个最基本的原因
I believe this is a very basic reason for the rest of his life as how he feared God and was able to be remembered and blessed by God
我相信我们中间很多带领孩子们的主日学老师们
Now I believe there are many Sunday school teachers here that lead the children
你们讲故事的时候，可能常常就讲但以理的故事。
Many times when you tell them of the stories, you will share the story of Daniel.
这也是我从小长大的时候，我前面的哥哥姐姐们跟我们讲故事的时候讲的圣经。
Likewise, as I was growing up, the brothers and sisters, above me, older than me, were telling me the story.
所以但以理的少年的时代的成长，他们怎么样过一个少年人的分别为圣的生活，就从我小的时候就已经开始有这样的一个很深的印象与羡慕。
Therefore, even the life which Daniel lived as he was consecrated from his youth was a life that I was very admired to live as well.
当然并不是说我小的时候是乖宝宝，不是的。
Of course, that's not to say that when I was young, I was a very good child. No, that's not it.
我父亲是从事于政治。
My father was in the political arena.
他无神论。
He was atheist.
只相信科学与政治，其他一概不信。
He only believed in politics and science and nothing else.
母亲呢是基督徒。
My mother was a Christian.
所以你能够看得出来，一个信一个不信，我从小就知道为什么圣经会说不要同父异轭。从他们两个人的身上的故事，我很明白。
Personally speaking, I can testify of the words in the Bible. It says, "Do not be yoked together with an unbeliever." And from my parents, I can see the reason why.
那么，我父亲很注重家教。
My father put a lot of emphasis on teaching at home.
那最重要一件事情就是好好的读书。
And the most important thing is to study well.
将来做一个社会上有用的人。
And when you grow up, be someone useful in society.
但是不要跟我一样搞政治。
Yet, don't be like me to get into politics.
因为政治太黑了。
No, because politics is just too dark.
所以他就说，你呢，以后呢，就做科学家，研究科学。
So when you grow up, be a scientist. That would be best for you to grow up to be a scientist.
我们一家，我是老大，下面一个弟弟，一个妹妹，三个孩子。爸爸妈妈一共五口。
There's five of us. My parents. I'm the oldest child, and then I have a younger brother and sister behind me.
从小父亲给我们的印象是，他是一个很认真、很殷勤的一个人。
The impression my father left with me was one that he was very diligent, very serious.
但是对耶稣的信仰是根本不放在眼里的。
But as to the faith of the Lord Jesus, he was not mindful of that at all.
认为这是迷信。
And he, to him, it was superstition.
但是母亲不一样，母亲是一个敬畏神的人。
With my mother, she was one who feared the Lord.
那么，我不知道她为什么嫁给我爸爸，信仰不同，怎么会嫁给他的？我不知道。
Now I don't know the reason why she would marry him, since they are of different faith.
但是呢，我知道一件事情，她对我们孩子呢，也是很注意，我们应该要信主，要这个。
But this I know was that she desired for her children to believe in the Lord and to love the Lord.
所以你就能够知道，我们孩子就常常搞不清楚到底哪边是对的。
So you can just imagine for the three kids, the three of us, we don't know who is right, the father or the mother.
但是我起码里面有一个，从小长大的时候有一个问题，就是说到底为什么我活在这个世界上干嘛？
But at the very least, when I was growing up, I always had this question, and I was.Why am I in this world? What's the purpose?
多我一个少我一个，对这个世界来讲，无关紧要。
As for the world, one more of me or one less of me, there's not important at all.
对，那么我常常觉得看着周遭人生的痛苦的情形，我是觉得活着没什么意思。
And when I see the things that happen around me and the sufferings, and I thought it was very meaningless to have a life in this way.
一直到我初中。
You know, when I was in middle school,
我的同班同学
one of my classmates,
就把我带到他聚会的地方去
brought me to where he fellowshiped.
然后在那个教会里头呢，我就开始听到圣经的教训。
In that assembly, I started to listen to the teaching in the Bible.
那是初中二年级。
That was when I was in the second year of my high school.
seventh grade.
Seventh grade.
对。然后慢慢听了，就开始神就开始开我的心窍，就知道这位神，这位主耶稣是真的。
As I began to listen, then God started to open up my heart to realize that He is a true God.
而且对我整个为什么有我这个人，这个人生活着为什么，在圣经里面找到答案。
And I was able to find the answer to my question in the Bible. What is the meaning of life? What is my purpose?
所以1961年的12月我就受浸了。
Therefore, in December 1961, I was baptized.
接受主成为我个人的救主。
Now, I accepted the Lord to be my personal savior.
所以这就是我少年时候开始得救蒙恩的这条路，就开始有这么一条，有这么一个起点。
And this was the starting point in my youth as how I came to be saved by grace and my pursuit after the Lord.
我感谢神在我一生当中，让我看到两个模范榜样。
I thank God that throughout my life He has shown me two models, two good examples.
第一个榜样呢，就是我所当时所在的那个教会，那个教会的传道人，我们中间可能有人知道，就是吴勇长老。
And the first example was the pastor, the elder in the congregation where I first came to know the Lord, and that was an elder named Wu.
他的得救也是很戏剧化的，后来他怎么样奉献，怎么样侍奉主。那我们从小在那个教会长大，我们常常听见他们的见证。
And his own testimony was also very dramatic in how he came to know the Lord and how he had consecrated himself. And growing up in that congregation, we heard much of those testimonies.
所以小的时候我听见他讲道，在那个教会里面有好几位能够讲道，但是他的讲道最吸引我。
Now, in that congregation, many preached the messages, but his particular messages really captivated me.
因为他的见证是这样的真实，让一个小年轻人就很羡慕。
Because his testimonies was very true, very real, so it really was captivating for a young man like me.
他侍奉神的那一个绝对的态度，那个榜样就在我这个孩子的心灵里头就印象一个很深的印象。
His attitude and his seriousness in serving, pursuing after the Lord with such an attitude was a deep impression left in my childlike heart at that time.
然后到了1964。
And then in 1964,
有一天妈妈跟我说，
Now one time mother said to me,
那是我高中，
That was when I was in high school.
她说下礼拜我们那里要来一个美国弟兄。
She said to me that next week there would be an American brother that would come to visit us.
你要不要去听他讲道？
Do you want to go and listen to him speak?
要知道那个时候在台湾听到任何从美国的那就是最棒的。
Now, at that time in Taiwan, if you hear anything, anyone coming from the US, that would be a great.
因为我从61年得救所听的都是本地的年长的弟兄讲道，现在有一个洋从外国来的，那当然去了。
Now I've only listened to the sermons since 61 from the local congregation, the brethren there, but now there's some foreigner that's come, so I must go and listen.
但是我妈妈去的是聚会所，我去的是南京东路国语礼拜堂，是两个不同的系统。
But it was two systems that my mother and I were worshiping under. She was going to the local fellowship congregations, but I was going to a congregation in Taiwan.
所以我说妈妈，我这种人可以去那里聚会吗？
So I said to my mother, Mom, from someone in a background like that, can I go to where you meet?
我妈说，你反正也是基督徒嘛，去没关系的。
And her answer to me was, well, nevertheless, you're a Christian, so it's okay for you to go.
所以我那个高中萝卜头就跑到议会所，那个时候我记得很清楚，那比这个大两倍。
At that time, I remember, so I was a high schooler, and I went to a meeting hall twice the size of here.
而且不是这么舒服的软的椅子，那个是板凳，一条一条。
Actually,
可以那个大的会所里面可以挤一千人的 size.
Actually, it was not as comfortable as you are with the padded chairs. It was on benches, and it was all the way filled, and you can sit 1,000.
所以那天很多人很多人跑来，我是中间的一个小毛头坐在中间。
It was packed, and I was just one in the big crowd, and I was just someone in the crowd.
那讲台上那个美国来的弟兄的，就开始讲上行之诗。
The brother from the U.S. then started to share on the keys to the ascent, to the songs of degree.
我下面听着嘴巴都掉下来了。
And when I heard him share, I just dropped, my jaw just dropped.
我说诗篇我也读过。
I said, I've read through the Psalms.
怎么他讲的诗篇跟我读的诗篇两码子事啊？
And how come the Psalms which he is sharing and the Psalms which I read is totally different?
哎呀，充满着亮光。
It was filled of light.
是我从来没有看见的。
It's something I've never seen before.
所以那十五篇上行之诗讲完，我每一堂都到。
And when he shared on all 15 sessions of all 15 Psalms, I was there every single time.
哎呀，心里面直羡慕啊。
I was only very admiring in my heart.
我就跟主祷告。
I prayed to the Lord.
我说主啊。
I said, Lord.
这个人很有料。
Oh, this, he had a lot of substance.
很有亮光。
He was filled with light.
将来有一天。
One day.
我要跟他学读圣经。
I want to learn how to read the Bible from him.
就这样，就是我高中就有发生过这么一件事。
And that was some event that took place when I was in high school.
那个美国来的弟兄，他的名字叫江守道。
And that brother that was from the U.S., his name was Stephen Kong.
这给我年少的时候也是一个很深的冲击。
That was also a very great impact on me when I was young.
就是说，圣经。不是你这样读就是可以了。
That is, the Bible is not just for us to read through very quickly and that's it.
这个圣经这个字句的后面还有很深很深一层的灵意是需要神开启我们的。
But behind the letter of the word, there is the spiritual essence of it which requires the revelation from God.
所以这个榜样在我年少的时候就进来了。
Therefore, such examples entered into me when I was young.
这个对我一生的读经是有深远的影响。
This truly affected me long term as to my scriptural reading.
那么我们我中学的时候其实是一个一面来讲很悖逆的孩子。
On the one hand, when I was in high school, I was a very rebellious child.
也是读书是为爸爸妈妈读的。
I was only studious for my parents' sake.
那而且不愿意听这个长辈们的这种命令。
And I was unwilling to listen to the commands from the elder generation.
换言之，就是一个天生反骨的人。
In other words, I'm one who is just naturally rebellious.
但是，所以中学，凭良心讲，乏善可陈。
To be honest, when I was in high school, I was just doing nothing to show for.
我是以属灵的眼光来说的。
Now I speak from a spiritual viewpoint.
以属世的眼光那是另外一个故事，但是从属灵的眼光来讲，的的确确，在从我得救一直到高中，基本上我只做了一件对的事情。
From a spiritual viewpoint, now that is why I'm speaking, not from an earthly viewpoint. That's another matter. But in that period when I was saved to high school, I only did one thing that was correct.
就是吴长老告诉我们少年人。
That is that the elder Wu told the young people.
说你们做了基督徒，你们应该每天早上有灵修生活。
Now as Christians, each morning you have to have your devotion time.
我倒是很听话哦，这件事情上。
Now on this particular matter, I was very good.
每天早上起来。
Each morning I would get up.
一定读经，一定祷告。
I would read my Bible and I would pray.
我不见得懂圣经在讲什么，但是呢。我就是变成长辈这么说 读经祷告是基督徒该做的事，我小从小就这么一板一眼就这么做了。
Now, it was not that I got much from the Bible reading, but that was what the elder generation said. So as a Christian, that's what I did. I got up every morning to read my Bible and pray.
所以这是我中学时代得救以后，我想我回忆起来就是这个点。
Now, as I reflect, that was the point in my high school years after I was saved, which I did.
后来考大学，进大学。
Afterwards, I would take the exam for college, and I was in college.
在台湾考大学也是一个竞争厉害的一个入学考试。
In Taiwan, it's very difficult to take the exam to enter into college.
父亲从小就把我们带到台大的门口。
When I was young, my father would always bring our siblings before the entrance to the college in Taiwan.
我们兄弟姐妹三个小把戏就拉到台大的大学门口。
The three of us, he would drag us into the entry of the college, University of Taiwan.
父亲就说了，你们看好啊，就是这个学校，将来你们一个一个都给我进去。
And now my father would say to us, now look at this place very carefully, because when you grow up, I want each of you to go to college here.
你要考什么系，随你们的志向。
Now you can take whatever major you want.
但是就是这个门，你要给我进去。
But you must enter the door to this college for me.
所以对我这个老大来讲，那简直就是，受压力太大。
So for as the oldest child, that was a great amount of pressure on me.
哎呀，我是跟到高三的时候，我跟妈妈说，因为我觉得这个读书实在太虚空。
I said to my mother in my third year of high school, I said, this is very empty, very vanity for me to go in school.
因为我们那个时候读书就是靠死背嘛，背背背背，然后考试的时候通通把它写出来，然后考完试就忘掉了。
Because at that time, the way we study was we just memorize everything, and when the test comes, we just write it all out, and then after the test, we would forget everything.
Yeah, 所以我从小对这个填鸭式的教育呢是反感很深。
Therefore, I was I had bad impression on this type of study regimen when I was young.
所以那个时候我跟妈妈说我要去读神学比较有意思。
At that time, I said to my mother, I wanted to go to seminary school, and that would be more meaningful.
最起码是读完神学侍奉神呢，这个还有道理。我这个考大学有什么意思？
At the very least, if I went to the seminary after I finish, I can serve God. That would be meaningful. What is the meaning for me to go to college?
幸亏我妈妈比我聪明。
Luckily for me, she was much wiser than I am.
她说，东平啊。
And she said, Jonathan,
如果你连大学都进不去，
if you cannot even enter into college,
将来我看侍奉神也没有希望。
I think you would not have any hope to serve God in the future.
哦，这句话我又听进去了。
These words are very acceptable to me.
我说，好，主啊，进大学不是为着我。
I said, fine. I said to the Lord, Lord, for me to enter into college is not for me.
是将来要服侍。
But it is for service.
妈妈说，进了大学你才能服侍。
And mom said that I have to enter into college before I'm qualified to serve you.
那这样联考还有就是半年呢。
I was half a year away from the college exam.
对，我说主啊
，I said Lord，
求你给我一个安静的心，好好读书哦。
Would you give me a quiet heart so I can study well？
然后我说主，不管你带我进什么大学
，I said Lord， no matter which college you would put me in，
我都接受
，I would accept it。
然后呢，我大高中的时候是出风头人物，不去说了。进大学以后，我乖乖的，什么都不参加，就是聚会、读书、侍奉神。
When I was in high school, I was involved with a lot of different things, very known. But in college, I was, didn't do any of that. I just wanted to go to the meetings besides studying for school.
所以呢，哎，我忽然间主就答应我的祷告，让我很安静。我平常我这个名叫彭洞平，老师说你就是动不停。
My name in Chinese has an action, a verb to it. So my teacher always said that I'm always very active and nonstop.
所以要我坐下来动都不动好好读书，那简直就是反其道而行，对我没这回事。
So for me to go against the character in my name, it is very unnatural for me to be quiet and still.
结果那半年是我在大概这辈子读书最用功的半年。
So as I recall, that half a year was the most studious time of my life.
因为我里面有一个感觉，主啊，我这个进大学是为你进的，不是为爸爸妈妈进的，也不是为我自己进的。
Because in my heart, I had this thought that was, Lord, I'm entering to college for you, not for my parents and not for myself.
我要放榜以后，神的恩典，哎，就果然就是照爸爸的意思，就是给我进那个大学去了。
As the results came out, it was according to my father's wish, and I was able to get into the National Taiwan College.
那后来，我也照着我当时的对主的允诺，我进了大学以后，我任何社团、任何乐队、任何合唱团不参加，我只把我自己的时间，除了在学校该做的功课之外，我放在教会里面。
I also fulfilled my vow that after I entered into college, I didn't.Enter any of the extracurricular activities besides studying for my courses. I was spending the time with worship and meetings.
所以大学的那几年，我操练几样，在教会里面操练几件事情。
Therefore, during the college years, there was a few things that I exercised.
第一个就是找属灵的同伴，因为从但以理书里面你看到他除了但以理之外还有三个朋友。
First, it was to seek out spiritual companionship. As you can see in the book of Daniel, he had some companions.
我也知道基督徒一个人做不成，常常愿意有一点好的追求，一个人三天这个热度就没有了。
I also realized being a Christian is very difficult alone. Even if you were to pursue after 3 days, your interest will wane.
所以在大学里我就找到几个爱主的弟兄。
Therefore, in college, I seeked out some brethren that love the Lord.
在教会里头，我们每到寒暑假，我们就操练，一起晨更，一起祷告，一起追求，一起读属灵的书。
Each time when we had time off, we would seek together that we would spend devotional time together to read the Bible, to pray, to read spiritual books together, and to pursue.
所以我们有这么几个人一起来呢，这个火呢就能够。持续久了一点。
Now for the few of us to gather together, then this fire can kindle and burn a little longer.
我们也真是照着希伯来书所说的，不可停止聚会。我们当时一个礼拜大概有五个聚会。
Now as the book of Hebrews says that we will not forsake assembling. So in those days we gathered about 5 times a week.
我们也操练传福音。
And we also exercise to preach the gospel.
我们到街上去发单张。
Now we went to pass out the gospel tracts on the streets.
在街头布道。
And we evangelized on the streets.
所以这都是那个时候年轻的时候操练的。
These were exercised in my youth.
那么还有操练言语。
Now we also exercise our speaking.
我们知道年少的时候常常就是跟这些同学在一起口中没什么好话。
And that is also an exercise we need to learn because many times in the conversations, nothing good would come out.
很多三字经。
And there are many cursing.
对，那主就要把你的嘴，真是像以赛亚所说的，拿那个炭火沾你的口。
Now, just as the Lord said to Isaiah, He has to purify our tongues, just as with Isaiah.
所以言语上受对付。
So I had to be dealt with in my speech.
还有吃东西。
And even in my eating habits.
以前我小的时候比较偏嘴挑食。
Before I was very picky eater.
那主说你要服侍我，对吧
？The Lord said you would want to serve me.
我说是。
I said yes.
好，你要学什么都吃。
Then you must learn to eat everything.
所以那个时候就开始操练食物。
At that time, I had to learn to exercise what I eat.
那一段的学习就奠定我后来传道的时候，在中国南腔北调，什么东西都吃，是从那个地方学来的。
And so that exercise was good for me, so that later on in China now, I would be eating everything as I travel throughout China.
对，因为我记得很清楚，我到美国来的时候，吃洋玩意儿是一个大的。Challenge, that's right. 那个吃惯中国食物要吃个什么 cheese, 正吃完 cheese.
So for me to learn to eat the American cuisine is quite difficult. When I was eating Chinese cuisine all my life, I came to eat and I have to eat cheese. And in Chinese, it's just drive me crazy to eat the cheese.
但是呢，就是在这样的食物的不同各式各样的 品种花色吧，口味，通通勉强自己去适应，去学习，去 appreciate.
Therefore, I have to force myself to try all different sorts of food and to taste it and to appreciate it.
我想主就是用这些很生活上很简单的事情，早上的起来，灵修，聚会，传福音，饮食，衣着，还有衣着也受很厉害的对付。
Therefore, the Lord really needed to exercise me in all these areas, to get up in the morning, to spend the time to read the Bible, to pray in my speech, in my diet, and even in my attire.
还有钱。
And my finances.
到了大学以后，我开始有零用钱了。
When I was in college, I started to have allowance.
一面是父母亲给我的零用钱，因为他说你长大了，你可以管理你自己的钱。
On the one hand, I was older. My parents said, "You're old enough now. You can have manage your own finances."
一面我也做家教，也有自己的收入。
On the other hand, I was a tutor, so I also had some income.
所以我就要开始学习什么叫做十一奉献。
So I started to learn how to tithe.
这都是我年轻的时候一样一样去学的。我在我的准备的时候，我回想这些事情，大概主在我年轻的时候是要我学很多，但是最难最难，我这一辈子学是学什么？
I was reflecting in my youth what lessons I've learned. So these are some of the things I wrote down as I recall that I had to learn. And what is the most difficult one for me to learn?
这个功课一直没学好。
That is a lesson I'm still learning.
然后到了出国，到了做事。
I left Taiwan and I'm working.
No. 离开台湾先读书。
After I left Taiwan, I was still in school.
读完书以后开始工作。
After I finished school, then I began to work.
学什么？
What lesson is that?
叫做什么叫顺服？
And the lesson is submission.
顺服比你棒的人一点都不稀奇。
Now, if you submit to someone who's smarter than you, it's nothing great.
顺服你的长辈也不稀奇。
Now, it's not a wonder to submit to your elder generation.
神有的时候就是让你学顺服，是各方面都比你差。
Now, God is teaching me to submit to those who are worse than me in all areas.
读书读的比我少。
They have studied less than I have.
学位也没有我高。
They don't have the degree that I have.
可是他是你的老板。
But he's my boss.
你得听他的。
I have to submit to him.
对，他可以批你写的东西，说这个写错，那个写错，我看这个不顺眼，你给我重写。
He would criticize all the things that I turn in. This is not right. That's not right. Do it all over.
你要高高兴兴的拿回家重新干起。
You have to take this joyfully home and start all over.
哪有这么容易？你其实气得要死。
Now it's not so easy. It's easy said, but I was very angry.
所以主知道我的问题就在这里。
So the Lord knew this was my problem.
所以磨，一直磨，这个功课是我这一生大概学的最糟糕的功课。
So the Lord continued to do His work and continued to do His work to mold me, and this was a very painful lesson.
但是慢慢慢慢，这个人被磨到一个地步，就服下来了。
But gradually I was molded and finally conformed to being submissive.
所以当我开始愿意服下来
，and as I began to learn to submit，
后面很多的事情就很容易了。
Then the things that came after became easy.
所以我想以一个青年人来说
，I believe for a young person。
的的确确那个榜样是我一生最重在主在我一生中给我最大的影响。
To have a good example, it's a very long-lasting influence which the Lord have given unto me.
我在台湾的日子，那位影响我的是这位吴勇长老。
When I was in Taiwan, the one that had the good influence on me was this Elder Wu.
他的心智，他对主的忠诚。
His dedication, his faithfulness to the Lord.
他侍奉的那个态度。
And the attitude in which he served with.
到了美国来。
As I was in the U.S.
1971年。
1971.
我8月来开始上课。
I came to study in August.
9月的 Labor Day weekend.
And the Labor Day weekend in September.
出现在 Raleigh, North Carolina.
In Raleigh, North Carolina.
的一个美国弟兄家里。
I went to an American brother's house.
那一天是一位在那里一个我们参加的学校的中国学生的团契。
It was a club. It was a fellowship for the Chinese students at a brother's house.
一个以前到中国去传教的一个宣道士，一个姐妹叫 Mary Herring。
It was a sister, Mary Herring, who was a missionary to China before.
她我永远忘不了，她一头金发。
I never forget this, that she was full of blonde hair.
跟我们讲话不是讲英文，她讲的是河南土话。
She was not speaking to us in English, but she was speaking to us from an accent, a local dialect for Henan.
啊，所以我们很诧异，哇，这个洋人居然讲河南话。
I was amazed. She was a foreigner, yet she spoke the Henan dialect.
因为她当年在那里传教。
That was because she was the missionary there.
那后来共产党来了，就把他们赶出来了。
As the communists came in, they were kicked out.
所以那一次，他就跟我说 ，Jonathan， 我们 long weekend 有一个中国牧师来讲道。
At that time, she said to me, "Oh, Jonathan, there is a Chinese a pastor who's coming to speak this weekend."
你要不要去啊
？Do you want to go?
我说当然去啊，因为是 Labor Day， 是 Long Weekend， 有空嘛可以去。
I said sure, I have time. It's the Long Weekend, Labor Day.
所以在一个美国的弟兄的家里面坐的满满一屋子的人。
So we are all packed into this brother's house.
唱完诗，这位家主就介绍 ，Today 我们很荣幸有一位弟兄来讲道。
After we sang the hymns, then the host of the house said, "We're very honored to have this guest speaker here today."
从纽约来。
He's from New York.
他的名字叫 Stephen Kong.
And his name is Stephen Kong.
我也不知道 Stephen Kong 是谁。
And I don't know who Stephen Kong is.
等他站起来了。
He stood up.
我马上跟我妻子说。
I said to my wife.
哪里叫 Stephen Kong? 他叫江守道。
I said his name is not Stephen Kong. I told her his Chinese name.
最起码他应该叫 Stephen Jiang 才对嘛，不是 Stephen Kong 嘛？怎么 Kong 不对
？I said they must have mispronounced this. Not Stephen Kong. It's at least Stephen Jiang.
从那天起
，From that day on，
江弟兄每个月都来。
Brother Kong came every month.
那是他第一次到 North Carolina.
That was the first time he visited North Carolina.
所以我的 graduate school 呢，就是在他那里一直从创世纪。听到启示录。
So during my graduate school years, I listened to him share from Genesis all the way to Revelation.
后来大概到了撒加利亚书，我们 Dana 弟兄就来了。
I think as he was getting along to the book of Zechariah, then that's when Brother Dana came to join us.
那是我的 graduate school.
That was my graduate school years.
我没有想到今天我们两个人站在台上服侍。
I could not have imagined that both of us would be serving together on the pulpit now.
所以，当我们有心从年少的时候，羡慕来服侍主。
That we have a heart to purpose to serve the Lord when we are young.
虽然父母亲不赞成。
Even though the parents may not agree,
但是你里头因为被主的爱冲摸到了
，But because within you're touched by the love of the Lord,
所以外面的拦阻都算不了什么。
So all outer hindrances are nothing.
里面就有一个强烈的愿望，要学习侍奉、认识主的话。
Within, you have a desire to learn, to exercise, to know the Word of God.
我记得我这个研究所快毕业的时候，我问江弟兄一个问题。
I remember as I was about to graduate, I asked Brother Kong a question.
我说，你看，我妈妈说这个大学读完你就可以侍奉。
I said to him, my mother told me after I graduate from college, I can serve.
我相信我妈妈老早忘了这个话，因为那是高中的事情。
I believe my mom already forgot those words because those were spoken in my high school year.
但是我没有忘。
But I haven't forgotten.
现在不但我大学毕业了，连研究所也读完了。
Now I have not only finished college but also my graduate school.
所以我里面就觉得我可以服侍了吧。
So I thought now I can serve.
我就问江弟兄，你在美国这么久了。
So I asked Brother Kong, you've been in the U.S. for so long.
你们介绍我去哪一个最好的神学院？
Can you recommend me to go to a good seminary school?
江弟兄, 我做梦都没有想到这样回答我。
I could not imagine Brother Kong would answer this to me.
啊, 是啊,
he said, yes, there are many good seminary schools in the U.S.
但是最好的神学院是教会。
But the best seminary school is the church.
你既然问我, 你要, 我 recommend 去哪个最好的神学院, 我就 recommend 你去教会服侍。
Since you asked me what is the best seminary school to learn how to serve, then you serve in the church.
比如说一个年轻人你就毕业了你就做事然后在教会里面好好的服侍。
Now you graduate, you work, and you serve well in the church.
我就照着他的话这么做了。
I did according to what he said.
啊, 我就找份工作, 找一份工作 在Seattle。
I found a job in Seattle.
然后在那里参加, 教会里面的服侍。
There, I participated in the service in the church.
那这样又过了好多年。
And many years passed.
一直到92年。
And in 1992.
主就感动我把工作辞掉。
The Lord moved me to leave my job.
然后开始全职的在自己的教会，还有在 中国大陆的各地的家庭教会服侍。
To serve the Lord without an earthly vocation, to serve in the church and in the various churches in China.
一直到今天。
Until today.
也是16年。
16 years.
对，我工作从76年开始工作，到我离开92年是16年。
I worked in my job for 16 years, from 1976 to 1992.
然后从92年全职开始服侍到今年，也是又是16个年头。
And it has been another 16 years now, from 1992 till serving the Lord till now.
所以我感谢神。
So I thank God.
虽然所谓的 传统的神学院我没有去。
Even though I did not go to the traditional seminary school.
可是回头来看的时候， 从我得救那一天开始，一直到我 92年出来服侍，这么漫长的岁月里头，神的的确确把我放在教会的这个环境里头，慢慢一步一步的长大，各方面的操练，充实一个青年人。到有一天，他的服侍被同工们认可，被家庭认可，然后 就出来服侍，变成自然而然。
But I see, and as I reflect, how I came to the Lord saved me as I grew up in the church, and I had gone through the exercises and these various things how the Lord has led me, until I was able to learn all these lessons very concretely through service in the church. Then, with the agreement of the fellow workers and also my family, then I was able to come out to serve the Lord in this way.
那如果把这 这么一长段的路，回头来做一个总结的话，
Now, if I reflect on this long path and I was to conclude,
就是榜样与心智。
That is example and also our dedication, our purpose.
主给我一生中看到两个活的榜样。
The Lord has given me two living examples to follow.
这前面的弟兄，他们的的确确是 我们年轻人在走这条属灵路的时候，看见是有路可以走的。
The brethren before us in the path which they went shows us, yes, there is a way which we can trot on.
他们的品格,
their character,
他们的心智,
their dedication,
他们的为人,
and how they live,
他们的启示,
and their revelation,
都给我们青年人做了榜样。
Has become an example to the young people.
那我们里面主也动了工, 让我们有一个羡慕。
Now within us, the Lord also does His work, so we would admire such.
神的工作常常是两个面。
Now many times, the Lord's work is two-sided.
一面是在外面神做了一些事情。
On the one hand, God does things without.
但是外面做的事情，大家都看见，可是并不是大家都羡慕。
Now,
everyone有一些人会羡慕。
Now everyone sees the same thing from without, but not everyone would admire the same thing which they saw.
有的人也很多人认识 吴长老，也很多人认识江守道弟兄。
Now many come to know the elder Wu and brother Stephen Kong.
但是不是都被他们吸引
？But not many are attracted by them.
但是这两个弟兄对我里面有很大的吸引。
Yet these two brothers were a great captivation for me.
他们一讲到，我里面就开呀。
When they preach, then I enlightened from within.
有的讲到，我听完都睡着，没有听完就睡着了。
Some sermons I would listen, I would fall asleep halfway.
但是这些弟兄们，他们讲到里面有一个东西吸引你的心。
But as these brothers share, there's something in their sharing that captivates my heart.
那里面就有一个羡慕。
Within, then there's this admiration.
愿意效法。
That I want to conform.
愿意来照着去做。
That I want to imitate.
所以这就是我少年一直到今天，主能够在我这一个无用的人身上所做出来的一个工作。
This is the work which God has done upon me, someone like me who is useless.
什么意思叫做我们是主的工作在基督里面造成的。
What does it mean that we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus?
就是因为主在一些弟兄们或者姐妹们身上，他做了一些事情。
That is that the Lord is doing something in a particular brother or sister.
这些见证人里面有一个东西是亮的，那么别人可以看得见而羡慕而追求。
Now what this means is that work in that particular brother or sister is illuminating that would captivate others to follow and admire.
最近几年
In these recent years,
我常常跟我们这一辈的弟兄们交通。
Many times I would have fellowship with my peers.
说，我们说，怎么现在看不到年轻人像我们当年那样神经兮兮的？
Why is it that we did not see the younger generation who was a little absent-minded like us before?
对，我们开始追求的时候，在大学就被 turned on 了。
And we were turned on as we pursue when we're in high school and college.
家庭是反对的。
And the family would oppose it.
可是我们就是不顾，就是去追求，就是去聚会。But, 我爸爸宁可给我钱去看电影，也不要我去聚会。
We would put all that aside and we would pursue together. My father actually would rather give me money to go to watch a movie than to go to the meetings.
但是我不要那个钱，我宁可去聚会。
But I did not want that money. I'd rather go to the meeting.
怎么现在我看不到这样的年轻人？
Well, why is it we don't see such from the young people today?
所以我们里面有一个呼喊。
So there is this call from within.
神啊，为着这个见证的火炬能够一代传一代。
God, for the sake of the torch of this testimony, that we can pass one generation to the next.
求神兴起今天的但以理，今天的提摩太。
May God raise up for himself the Daniel of this generation and the Timothys of this generation.
这是今天教会迫切的需要。
And this is an urgent need of the church today.
我们不愿意看见神的工作在一代一代传下来，可是到我们这个 generation 就断代了，没有了。
We don't want the work of God to be passed on one generation to the next, and to our generation, it is broken.
这可能就是我们这一代的失败。
Now, perhaps then is our failure of our generation.
我如果要说失败，这个点上是一个惨重的失败。
And if it was a failure, then this would be a very severe failure.
但是从另外一个角度来看
，But on another standpoint.
我刚刚说了，事情是两个面的。
I've shared that it is two-sided.
有一个面在外面，还有一个面在里面。
It's two-sided. One is without, and the other work is within.
里面必须有一个东西在那里催促我们。
Now within, there must be something that would urge us, prompt us.
这是我们今天的青年所需要的。你里面有没有被主吸引过？
And that is what's needed in young people today. Have you been drawn by the Lord?
还是被其他的东西吸引？
Or are you drawn by other things?
这个是只有我们自己里头知道。
And only we would know ourselves.
跟我一起长大的青年很多。
Now there are many who I grew up with.
同班的同学也好，这个同教会的弟兄姐妹也好。
I grew up with them as fellow students, or we grew up together in the church.
可是这么长的一段路走过来。
But we have gone through such a long journey.
今天他们在哪里？
Where are they today?
你会发现，
能够
好好在主面前，在神的家里面忠心服侍的，有，但是不多。
Those who are able to serve well, faithfully in the house of God, there are but few.
所以，这是一个长跑。
Therefore, this is a marathon.
我们有年轻的时候有一个好的开始，固然感谢赞美主。
Now we praise and thank the Lord when we have a good beginning in our youth.
但是我们也要祷告，求神在我们后面一段路也能够坚持到底。
But we must pray to God that in the last part of the journey, we would be steadfast to the end.
那这一切都是归结于我们年少的时候，我们是怎么样在神的家里面装备啊，这个接受装备。
This is all dependent on how we receive our equipment to be equipped in our youth in the house of God.
所以我盼望今天下午的这段专题的交通。
Therefore, I hope in this topical sharing this afternoon.
我把我自己这个成长的这段过程跟我们的青年弟兄姊妹有一些经验交换。
That I will share with you my experience as how I, in my personal experience with the younger brothers and sisters.
有没有人我可以让大家问问题？
I ask if there are any questions from brothers and sisters.
因为属灵的生活是很实际的，都是在我们每天的生活里头这些小事情，穿衣服啊，吃饭啊，睡觉啊，玩啊，这个那个的，可是这些小事都是我们要学的。
Because spiritual matters are very practical, is in our daily living, whether we eat or drink or what we wear, sleep, play, is in those things that is very minute.
还有一个就是 读属灵书。
Another matter is to read the spiritual books.
我年轻的时候很喜欢读属灵书。
When I was young, I loved to read the spiritual books.
买不起。
Yet I could not afford them.
就拼命攒钱。
So I had to earn the wages.
买一本来，哎呦，赶快读哦，读哦。
I had to earn the wages to buy one, and then I would quickly read through it.
现在我们教会的图书馆我很丰富。
Now in the church library, it's filled with spiritual books.
我没有看到一个年轻人来借书。
I did not see one of the young people to come and borrow a spiritual book.
我每次想，哦，主啊，怜悯我们。
Yeah, I would only can say to the Lord, Lord, have mercy on us.
所以我不知道 what's going on.
I don't know what's going on.
为什么对这些好的属灵书放在那里没人要看的？
That you place all the good spiritual books before them and none of them would want to see it.
但是我们的青年人你说，哎，今天下午我们去看电影，一大堆人都去看电影。
Oh, but let's go catch a movie this afternoon. The whole group will go and watch the movie.
That's reality. 好问题，我们弟兄问的第一个问题是说，在这个侍奉的里头最难的题，对我来讲最难的是什么？第二题是说，我的家里对我出来服侍应该是什么态度，是吧？他怎么能够支持
？That's a good question by a brother. He has two parts. One is that what is the most difficult part of service, and the other part is as for family, as for me, as I come out to serve, what is the family's attitude toward that aspect.
第一个问题，我想对每一个基督徒是一样的。
I believe for the first question, it should be the same for every Christian.
最难的
the most difficult part of service
不是圣经读不够。
It's not that we have not read enough of the Bible.
不是聚会不够多。
It's not that we have not come to the meetings enough.
不是我们服侍的人数不够多。
It's not that the numbers which serve are not great enough.
或者有一些很难对付的弟兄姐妹，这都不是。
Or there are some difficult brothers and sisters that we face. And none of those.
最难的是我。
The most difficult part is I.
我最难办。
I am the problem.
你不要看主耶稣那句话说，若人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起自己的十字架，天天舍己跟随我。
Our Lord Jesus himself said, if anyone would come after me, he must deny himself, pick up his cross daily, and come after me.
这节圣经从小都读的。
And we are familiar with that Bible verse from youth.
坦白告诉你，到今天我都不敢说这节圣经我能够办到多少。
Now I speak frankly with you, even until today, I cannot say how much of that verse I am able to do today.
因为我们这种人很难办。
Because the self is so difficult.
我们有一种叫做扶不起的阿斗心态。
We have a attitude that we're not willing to give in this attitude to.
You don't get it. 扶不起的阿斗就是说 a person you can never help is hopeless. 为什么这样讲呢？
Well, I have that attitude that we're hopeless, we cannot be helped. Why do I say that?
神不祝福我的时候。
And I say that because if God does not bless me,
布道没人信主。
When I evangelize, no one believes in
the Lord.
讲道
人家在睡觉。
When I preach, others fall asleep.
我就非常 depressed.
So I'm very depressed.
对吧？怎么？传道人传到这种田地。
And so I am a preacher to this condition.
就自怨自哀。
So then I have self-pity and I just have self-grief.
可是倒过来呢？
But if we turn that around,
一传道，这今天有好多人信主。
When I preach, many come to believe in the Lord.
再一传道，很多人更爱主。
And when I preach, many come to love the Lord.
来听我讲道的人越来越多。
And they come just to listen to me speak, more and more of them.
我就变成另外一个极端。
Then I become the other extreme.
什么极端呢？
What extreme?
忘了我姓什么了。
I forgot what my name is.
就小人得志，得意洋洋。
And so now I've gained all this fame, then I become on the clouds.
所以我就是说。我这个人最难办。
So I say the self is the most difficult.
神不祝福我吗？我就变成自怨自哀、自怜。
If God does not bless me, I grieve and I sigh and I have self-pity.
神一祝福我吗？稍微有一点看样子有点不错的样子，就得意洋洋，忘了自己是什么。
If God somewhat blesses me, then I become so prideful, I forget everything else.
所以最难对付的就是我。
So the most difficult part about service is about me.
这是你刚刚问的第一题。
That's the first question.
当然，我刚刚只是举一个小例子而已，其他各方面都有同样的问题。
Now, of course, I only give a small example, but in all other aspects, it's the same thing.
第二，家庭。
Secondly, about the family.
其实，当我跟我的妻子交女做朋友的时候，开始我要追她的时候。
Actually, when we were friends, my wife and I, we were friends, and I was pursuing after her.
那是我大一要升大二的那一年。
And that was in my end of my first year of college, into my second year.
她已经是大三了。
And she was actually in the third year of college.
我记得很清楚。
I remember very clearly.
有一天我把她带到台大的后面。
One day I brought her to the back of the university.
那个时候台大后面都是田呢。
And now it was only field at that time in the university.
我们就在田间散步。
And we were just strolling along the field.
然后我就跟她谈。
So I was conversing with her.
我说 ，Alice 啊，你要心里准备好啊，先想清楚，将来我可能传道。
I said to her, now Alice, you have to consider this. Think about it. Perhaps in the future I will be a preacher. I will be a servant.
你要不要跟我交朋友啊
？Now, do you still want to befriend me?
她看看我。
She looked at me.
大概我不太像。
Perhaps in her mind, she thought, "No, no, I don't have the look."
她说到时候再说吧。
So she said, "We'll talk about that later."
所以我那个时候其实已经打了一个底，就是说我将来有可能会传道的。
So I already laid the foundation that perhaps in the future.I may be called to be a servant.
她记不记得那是她的事。
Whether she remembers what I said or not, that's her.
起码我在诚实的心里面，先给你有一个警告。
But at the very least, I was very sincere in giving her this forewarning.
后来我们结婚了。
Later on, we married.
那当然，这也是一段很长的路。
Of course, that was also a long journey itself.
那是另外一个故事。
That's another story.
那么，2017年结婚，然后继续读书，
We married in 71. I continued with school.
她第二年就生病。
She was ill the second year.
病得死去活来。
And she was gravely ill.
所以我一面要读书，一面要服侍的老婆。
And so,
那个应该叫小婆。
And so, I had to study hard, and I also had to take care of my ailing wife.
那后来，书总算给我读完了。
Later on, the Lord led me through my school years.
工作啊这些，那一段每一段我都有曾经跟妻子说过啊，是不是出来服侍？
And I went into work, and each period of those different periods, I would share with Alice to tell her that perhaps I need to serve the Lord.
我刚刚说过，我从毕业以后做事有16年。
I shared that after I graduated to working, there were 16 years.
每次提到要服侍主。
Each time I mentioned, I would serve the Lord full time.
她看看我,
she would look at me.
你没有 ready.
She says, you're not ready.
好像拿一个冷水从头上给你倒一倒。
It's like pouring cold water over my head.
Yeah. 所以我也不吭气, 老婆不同意。
And so I have nothing to say if she doesn't agree.
Yeah. 我相信她也是从一个诚实的心里面
Now I believe she also said those words from a sincere heart.
的的确确，在那个16年里头，有许多我都还没有被神对付清楚的东西。
Truly, within those 16 years, there is still much the Lord had to deal with me.
对，所以我的妻子一直做我忠实的助手，帮助吧，helper。
Therefore, my wife throughout those times was my sincere helper.
总是给我讲忠言逆耳的话。
She would always tell me the faithful words which I did not want to hear.
That's true. 直到1991年、92年的时候。
So around 1991, 1992.
很稀奇。
Amazingly.
那个时候我妻子说,
At that time, my wife said, it's about time.
Yeah, 我的同工也说, 可以了。
My fellow worker said, it's okay.
所以我的意思是说,
so what I'm saying,
你第二个问题是很重要的问题,
your second question is a very important one.
一个人有心智服侍是好事,
it is good that you have this purpose in your heart to serve.
但是你周围的爱你的人、关心你的人, 他们能够印证很重要。
But it's very important for those around you who love you, who can confirm this, is very important.
否则你后来你的服侍，有人在后面拉你的后腿，你就搞不成的。
Otherwise, in your service ahead, if others are dragging you back, then you cannot serve well.
所以他必须跟你同心。
So your wife, she must be of one accord with you.
这是非常重要的。
And that is very important.
Yeah, 但是这需要时间。
But that needs time.
好像侍奉神， yeah.
The question was, in the 16 years of my work, what was the attitude I worked with? And the answer was, as serving God.
Yeah, 因为圣经很清楚地教我们,
because the Bible clearly teaches us,
你们侍奉你们的主人，不要只在眼前侍奉，不管在眼前眼后，你都好像在侍奉神一样。
The Bible teaches us when we serve our masters, we cannot just serve them with pleasing them, but then we have to serve them rather to please God.
Yeah. A career path. 有啊，这个每一个年轻人，当你在一个单位服侍的时候，你当然想到你的 career path.
Yes.
没有错.
Very naturally, we will think about career path as we work, because any young person naturally would think of their career path ahead as they work. But within me, there was this thought. That is, what is this all about, our career path?
就是说, 在美国这个社会是你干得好, 你的reward是什么?
What is the society in the U.S. like? If you've done well, what will you get?
就是给你加薪，给你 升级嘛。
You will be promoted, your wages will increase.
那意思就是说你要拿更大的责任。
And so then that means you will have greater responsibility.
因着这个缘故，你的时间就要更多的摆进去。
For that reason, then you have to put more of your time into that effort.
所以你从这个小职员一直干到上面的时候，你会发现那个 demand 对你时间精力一切的要求也随着一直 增加。
Likewise, you can see in your lower position as you continue to be promoted to a higher position, your demand on your time and energy and effort will be more and more.
而我们这些有心服侍的人，你会发现我们的时间是在三方面拉，要竞争的。
As those who have a heart to serve, you discover you're being pulled in three aspects in your time.
一个三十岁的青年，
for one who is in their 30s,
他有事业上的需要，
they have a need in their career,
占一块时间，
and so that's one aspect of their time.
有家庭有孩子的需要，又占一块时间，
they have family and children, that is another aspect of their time.
还有你在教会的服事，又占一块时间，
and the time that you have in service in the church is also the third aspect of your time.
所以我们是叫做一根蜡烛三头烧。
So then it's like one candle with three wicks.
这就很苦了。
So it's very difficult.
对吧？所以讲到 career path, 我是觉得这样，我不管是老板要我怎么样往上升，我的先决条件我跟他说，我的时间就是这么多。
So no matter when you ask about career path, then no matter what my boss said, I just want to plan. This is all the time I will share with him. This is all the time I have.
对。我不可能把我其他两个时间通通不要了，通通给你放在这个 career 上面。
So I would say I cannot forsake the other two aspects of my time and put them all and allocate it to the work aspect.
所以这是一个青年人要开始工作的时候，我们一定要想清楚的。
Therefore, being a young person in your work and your career, this is something you have to consider well.
对，否则的话你叫做人在江湖身不由己。
Otherwise, when you're in this condition, then you cannot help it. You're forced into it.
你就会发现你的工作对你的要求越来越多，越来越多。最后，你聚会也没办法好好聚会，家庭也顾不了。
You will discover then if you place yourself in that predicament, then you cannot help but to lose out on the other two aspects of the church life and also your family life.
因为人总是一天只有二十四小时，我不管你是谁。
Because regardless, we only all have 24 hours a day.
所以这个也是在心智上你要先弄好，就是说要有一个平衡，你不能够牺牲某一个部分就只注意另外一个部分，我觉得这个都不是一个健康的侍奉。
This also begins with the purpose in your heart. You have to allocate this evenly to be balanced. You cannot sacrifice any aspect for the other, and that would not be a healthy service.
在短时间里面你可以有一些灵活的调整，但是以长远来看应该是一个平衡的。
Now perhaps in the short term there may be some reallocation for flexibility, but as long term is concerned it must be balanced.
当然，就是我们弟兄问，就是说，在我们服事的里面，有没有一些叫做 habitual sin， 就是习惯性的犯罪，是不是？你怎么样对付？
So the question our brother asked is, how do I deal with the habitual sins that I may have versus in my 10th year and now in 40 years of following the Lord?
我想我服事主没有在大学的时候，毕业的时候就出来服侍，一直到四十六岁才出来服侍。
Now I did not serve the Lord when I graduated from college, but when I was 46, then I came out to serve the Lord.
我想中间有一个部分就是这个少年的私欲。
I believe in amongst these periods, there is a period where there is the youthful lust.
这个东西是在一个青年人身上是很难对付的东西。
Now this is a matter that is very difficult to deal with in a young person.
在我的生命中为这个也流了很多泪。
Now for this aspect, I have shed much tears in my life.
真是像保罗所说的，心灵愿意，肉体软弱。
Just as Paul says, that the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
立志为善由得我。
Now to will is present with me.
只是行出来由不得我。
But the doing is not.
所以我相信不是单单我个人有这个问题，我们中间的任何青年人都有同样的问题。
Now I believe I'm not the only person with that problem, but all the young people in our midst also have that difficulty.
所以这个怎么样过一个分别为圣的生活？
So then how do we live a life that is consecrated to the Lord?
过一个得胜的生活，不被这些情欲的事来捆绑。
To live a victorious life so that we will not be entangled by these lustful things.
我的结论是，除非你死了。
My conclusion is, unless you're dead.
否则的话，你永远是打输的。
Otherwise, you will always lose.
对。所以，这个搏斗，就是跟我肉体的搏斗。
Therefore, this struggle is a struggle with the flesh.
是慢慢慢慢，主有一天让我看见，的的确确，这个 sanctification, 就是成圣的功课。
Therefore, until one day, the Lord gradually showed me this lesson of sanctification.
如果里面没有看见这个光，
if we do not have this light from within,
我永远输。
I will always be on the losing end.
我永远体贴我的肉体。
I will always be mindful to the flesh.
可是等到有一天，
but
one day, 神忽然间让我看见我已经死了。
If the Lord suddenly show me that I am dead,
那真的里面看见的。
That I truly see this from within.
哎呀，我忽然间就释放了。
Suddenly then, I will be delivered.
Yeah. 所以，然后又同时看到另外一个亮光。
At the same time, I see another light.
这个 sanctification 这件事情。
This matter of sanctification.
就是成圣。
This is to be sanctified.
你要去看的话，就是罗马书的六章、七章、八章这三章圣经。
It is these three chapters in Romans, chapter 6, 7, and 8.
你会发现这个成圣这件事情啊，
you discover then this matter of sanctification
是它的实态有很重要的真理性在里头。
There is a lot of principle of truth in this matter of the death of the self. The tense,
verb tense,
the verbal tense of this death.
动词的实态。
It is the tense of it.
中文是读不出来的。
In the Chinese, you cannot really read it, to get this tense.
英文的圣经有的版本可以反映出来，有的版本也搞得糊里糊涂的。
In some translations in the English, some are able to let us see the tense of this, others cannot.
如果你去读六章三十二十三节，
if you read chapter 6, verse 23,
你会发现它的动词的时代，一面我们从罪里被释放，一面同时做了义的奴仆。
That's 6:13. That on the one hand we are dead to sin, but also we have become slaves of righteousness.
那个时态是现在完成被动进行式。
And so that tense is a perfect present tense.
Perfect present passive progressive tense. 是这件事情是正在进行。
And so it is also progressive now.
是正在完成。
It is also finished.
而且是被完成。
And it is in the past tense.
的一个过程。
And that is the whole process is passive, present, and progressive.
对，也就是说，当施洗约翰说他必兴旺，我必衰微，这件事情不是一天达到的。
Just like when John the Baptist said that he must increase and I must decrease, it is not done overnight.
是他慢慢成长。
But it is a progressive act.
所以你刚刚问我。
So when you ask me,
说你出来服侍，后来十年以后，你有什么不同？
That is now, what is the difference from now and 10 years ago?
所以你给了我十年的跨越的时间来做比较。
So you give me this 10-year span to compare.
非常好。
It is good.
就是说如果你有十年学这个功课的话，你十年前跟十年后，你的这个成长，就是说他必兴盛，我必衰微，这个成圣的功课是进步的。
Therefore, this lesson you learned 10 years ago versus now, if we put it in a way of sanctification that he must increase, I must decrease, then it should have progressed likewise.
这个征战 以前是常败将军。
This struggle before, I was always on the losing end.
对，但是从你开始把自己好好奉献来过一个活祭的生活。
But as we learn to consecrate ourselves to be a living sacrifice,
我就开始发现我的生命有改变了。
Then I discover there's a change in my life.
一年比一年进步。
Year after year, there is advance.
我不是说我一次没有失败，有。
I'm not saying that I have never failed since,
但是
but I have.
我的失败一年比一年少。
But the failures are less and less progressively each year.
所以成圣是要给时间，要给神时间。
Therefore, to be sanctified, God needs time.
不是一步登天。
It is not just one leap, and that's it.
所以，我感谢主，就是说这个成圣的功课是我25岁开始学的。
I thank the Lord that I started learning this lesson of sanctification when I was 25.
因为那一年1971年。
Because that was 1971.
是我第一次听江弟兄讲过活祭的生活。
That was the first time I heard Brother Kong share on living a life, a life of a living sacrifice.
61年到71年那个10年，我听的活祭的生活是在像这种场合，退休会最后一个晚上，牧师或者长老一定讲的题目。青年人啊，奉献。
Before that, all the messages on consecration I would hear would be like a retreat, and the pastor would share on this consecration on the last evening of the retreat.
但是那个奉献是只去做传道人。
But that consecration, that calling is for you to consecrate yourself to be a servant.
那个跟罗马书12章1节讲的意义上完全不一样。
That is completely different from Romans chapter 12 verse 1 in the meaning of that consecration.
所以我一直到了25岁那一年，才真正对奉献、过活祭的生活、成圣有一个准确的认识。
Therefore, it's only when I was 25, I began to have the accurate understanding of consecration to live a life of a living sacrifice, sanctification.
从那一天起
，From that day on,
我每天奉献。
I consecrate myself daily.
一直到今天没有改。
Until today, that has not changed.
那我说我回头看。
When I reflect.
主的确带我一步一步过来。
The Lord has indeed led me step by step.
That's what I want to say.
我想知道一下，你就是说你在有一个侍奉的心职以后，那个你的妻子说你在每一个阶段都告诉你的妻子说，你想做传道人，他对你说一些忠言逆耳的话来泼你的冷水，你这一段时间是怎么度过的？
The question is that you shared in the throughout the 16 years, you have constantly told your wife about being a servant, and she would always say those words that are not pleasant to you, that you don't want to hear. In those periods, those times, how did you go through those times?
埋头苦干。埋头苦干，英文怎么讲？
Oh, I just bury my head and we'll go on.
That's right. Good. 你还能说什么？
What else can I say?
哟。啊？哦，我不敢生气。
The question is, would I get angry with her? And the answer is, I dare not get angry with her.
这不是说我没有跟老婆生气过，只是谈这个问题的时候，我哪里敢生气？我要服侍主还敢跟他跟翻脸，不行的。
Not that I've never been angry with her, but in this issue when I'm conversing with her, I would not get angry with her in her response because if I want to serve the Lord, how would I dare be angry with her in this?
其他的是常常生气的。
But in other matters, we would always argue.The question is that you share that you had two good examples as you were growing up, that even for the young people or for the older generation, how then within that admiration you share that you have for those good examples, how can that be produced within us in the hearts of the young people or for the older generation?
我刚刚说, 这个神的工作一面在外面他做了一些事在一些人身上, 这些都是摆在那里的。
I share that there's two aspects of God's work. One is without, that God has placed all the same people without for everyone to see.
另一面神也在我们的里面, 个人的里头, 神也在做一些,
On the other aspect, God is doing that work of kept drawing us within us.
我在想, 如果我这一生没有碰到这两个弟兄,
Now I thought to myself, if I have not encountered these two brothers in my life,
第一, 我可能没有得救。
On the one hand, I may not be saved.
因为我那个时候初中, 我是听到, 吴长老他的讲道, 他把圣经, 这些基本的救恩讲给我听, 我里面开了。
That is because I shared that I heard Elder Wu share on the scriptures and share his testimony, so within there's this revelation that I was saved.
那么如果我没有遇见江弟兄, 我读的圣经可能就是传统读经, 就是这么读就是了, 并没有 摸到那个圣经的还有一层灵, 除了字句以外, 还有一个灵, 那个灵怎么样摸到, 这个我可能也没有开窍。
I've also shared because of the experience with Brother Kong, I've come to touch, there's a spirit behind the letter of the word, otherwise how do I touch the spirit of God's words? I would just read the Bible traditionally, read it through.
我刚刚说了, 我高中的时候听他那一个15, 15篇上行之诗对我是很大的震动。
I have shared that when I heard him in high school share from the 15 Psalms of Songs of Degrees that it was a great impact for me.
所以我就知道这个圣经有两个层次的。
Therefore, I realized there's two levels to the scriptures.
那我里面就有一个羡慕。
Within me, then, there's this admiration.
那一次听到的人上千。
Now, there's over 1,000 people who heard him share.
我不知道有多少你青年人受洗。 但是我知道我被吸引了。
I don't know how many of the young people were drawn, were captivated, but I know I was.
我也到一直没有忘记我听完那个15篇讲道, 我曾经做过这个简单的wish 在神的面前。
And I share that I remember after I've heard these sermons, I had a simple wish before God.
但是我也知道这是不可能的事情, 因为我是高中学生在台北, 他是在纽约的一个年长的弟兄。
I also realized that wish was impossible because I was a high school student in Taiwan and he was an elderly brother, elder brother in New York.
他也不认识我,
he doesn't know me.
我也不可能去纽约,
and I cannot go to New York.
哪辈子跟他读圣经,
so
跟他一起学读圣经,
这不可能的事情。 Get a chance to study the Bible with him. That's just impossible.
那一天我居然做了这么一个wish的祷告。
On that day, I had that wish. That was my prayer.
那是64, 1964,
that was 1964.
可是到了71年9月, 那天居然应验了, 我做梦也没有想到。
But that wish was fulfilled in September of 1971. That was beyond my wildest dreams.
所以我的意思还是同样的一句话, 外面神会预备一些环境, 但是你里面也要有一个东西是羡慕, 你觉得这个东西值得,
,你一生摆进去。 Likewise, it's those two aspects. One is the work of God without, but within there's the work of God within as well that you must admire, that there's something that draws you, that is of value, that you treasure.
所以这两个是叫相辅相成,
so these two things work together. You cannot have one without the other.
所以你问我说,
so if you ask me,
对其他现在的青年人或者年长的弟兄姊妹, 怎么能够发生同样的历史, 是不是?
For the young people or the older ones, how can this happen again?
是不是这个问题?
How can you can nourish this?
培养啊, 哎呦我的天哪, how to nourish, cultivate?
Yes, how to nourish, cultivate this admiration?
我不知道, 这个, 我老爸也没培养我啊。
I don't know. My father never nourished me, cultivated me in this way.
相反他压制我。
On the contrary, he suppressed me.
对不对? 我现在天天培养我的教会的年轻人，我的两个儿子。
Now daily,
培养也没用啊。
Daily, I try to nourish, cultivate my two sons and the young people in the local congregation. It's useless.
我当我知道我的妻子怀孕的时候，我们就在想这个孩子要叫他什么名字。我结果一个叫约书亚，一个叫加勒，你就知道为什么我这样name他们了。
So when you, when we were expecting children, and we were saying, what should we name them? One is Joshua, one is Caleb. Then you know why we name them such.
我们对他们都有个极大的盼望。
Because we all have a great expectation.
也做了很重要的祷告， 也做了奉献的祷告。
And we have great prayers for them, and we consecrate them.
什么？ 怎么讲中国话？ 这个制作多情啊。
And so as the Chinese saying,
啊？ 对对，一厢情愿，对对对。So,
that's a better way to put it in the Chinese, that it's only my wish for them.
对，他当事人即使有这个环境，也没有里面没有这个渴慕，你一点办法都没有。So
it's only my wish for them, but as for them, it's their business, if they're concerned, if they don't have this admiration to compel them, then there's nothing we can do about it.
对，这就是我刚刚说的 frustration， 就是说我们。 盼望看见青年有这样的东西，但是你没有办法manufacture这个东西，没有办法制造出来。
That's what our frustration is. We desire, we want to see this expectation on the young people, but there's no way we can manufacture it and bring this about.
这个原因有两个，一个是自己我们这些more role model 太烂了。
On the one hand, there's two reasons. One is our role model, ourselves being the role models. We are poor role models.
对，我们就是一代不如一代，我们比上一代我们差太远了。
And so one generation is worse than the next. So we're not good role models for the next generation.
所以青年人看我们这些老家伙，根本就是没什么好羡慕的。
So when the young people look at us, they say there's nothing to admire.
这是一个可能。
That's one possibility.
那就是我们彻底的失败。
And so that's our complete failure.
但是从另外一个角度来看呢？
But on another aspect.
就是真的有 model 在这里，
there
可是你视而不见也没办法。
But if the young people see the model, but it's as if they're invisible, then there's nothing we can do about it.
所以这个东西啊，真是圣经还是有这句话，他说不在乎定义的，也不在乎奔跑的，乃在乎发怜悯的神。
So these scriptures tell us in the Bibles, it is not according to our will and not according to the one who runneth, but it is according to God who gives mercy.
所以你刚刚那个问题不是问我，问上帝。
So that question is not for me, it's for God. 好。So the two questions is, on the one hand, you shared how you learned the lesson of submission in your 16 years in the workforce, and what are some of those lessons of submission that God has to work upon you. And the other question is that you mentioned after 16 years, when your wife said it's about time and there's agreement with the co-workers, was there another crucial turning point that have urged you to come out to serve the Lord in this way?
第一个问题我刚刚其实是讲了，我说神是很有幽默感的。我说要学顺服。Now
I share the first question already was that God is very humorous. That to learn this lesson of submission for me.
顺服比你棒的人不稀奇。It's
not a wonder to submit to those who are better than you.
顺服比你年长的也不稀奇。And
it's not a wonder to submit to those who are older than you.
神的幽默感就叫你学顺服的时候去找一个比你烂的人。So
the humor aspect of God is that he wants you to learn this lesson of submission from someone who's inferior to you.
他就是做你老板。And
so that is your boss.
然后给你一些鼓励八卦的建议。So
then he would give you all sorts of suggestions.
你听了里面就发冒火。And
then when you hear those suggestions, you're really angry.
看你怎么反应。Then
how do you respond?
那就 忍辱负重咯。So
how do I overcome that? I just have to bear with it and suffer through it.
对不对？我 take it from the Lord.
So we take it from the Lord.
Yeah, 你只有 take it from the Lord, 你才能够服下来。Only
when you receive this from the Lord, then you can submit under it.
如果只是 take it from man, 你真是气昏倒。And
if you only take this from man, then it just anger you to death.
Yeah, 你只有 take it from the Lord, 你说这是主允许的，我就顺服。
If you say this is taken from the Lord, this is allowed from the Lord, so I submit.
以前我们当过兵，我们这种人当年在台湾当过兵的。So
for me in Taiwan, we had to go to the armed service, go through.
那我们这些大学生跑到部队里面去，那都是叫做 公子哥儿。
And so for the college students to be go through the armed forces training is we're all gentlemen.
两个眼睛长在头顶上。
And so for our situation from college to the armed forces, we are very prideful.
一跑了部队。
And so we went into the armed forces.
衣服剥掉，穿上军装，头发剃得光光。
We had to shave our heads. We have to put on the army attire.
那些士官长就是叫你。一个命令，一个动作，不要讲道理。
The sergeants would just tell you, just do what I say, don't talk back, and just do as I say.
今天告诉你，牙刷朝上。
And if I tell you to point your toothbrush this way,
你就乖乖把牙刷朝上。
Then you would point your toothbrush that way.
我说长了这一辈子，没有人管过我，叫我牙刷一定要朝上。
I thought to myself, no one in my life have told me how to put my toothbrush.
明天说牙刷朝右。
And so the next day they tell you position your toothbrush the other way.
乖乖朝右。
Then you do as you're told.
叫你折背，折成一个豆腐干，方方整整九十度的角度，一点都不可以擦，你就乖乖把它拉的这样的，睡觉也不敢盖。
If the sergeant tell you you have to fold your bed a certain way, very neat and very straight and very angular, 90 degree, you have to be a certain way, and you dare not do anything. So when you sleep, you won't even use your blanket.
这都没有道理的。
None of those are reasonable.
但是都有道理。
But it is all reasonable.
对不对？
Right?
你去想这个事情的本身是毫无道理，荒唐。你怎么要求做这种事情？早上起来还要把棉这个被子折得这像豆腐干，又把它盖起来，不是徒劳无功的事情吗？
You think about this. The matter itself seems meaningless and just unreasonable. You have to get up in the morning, do certain things certain way, and to fold your bedding and has to be perfect the way he wants it. It's just nonsense.
所以你就乖乖去做吧。
But we just have to obey and do it.
为什么？因为部队一个命令一个动作，他的目的最后就是说，打仗的时候叫你冲，你不能说为什么。
Why? And that's because you're learning discipline is that when you're doing told what you're to do, if you are in wartime, they say charge, you have to charge without any question.
对不对？你如果一问为什么这个仗打不下去了。
And if you are questioning at that time, then you will lose in the battle.
所以我们在神的家里面学习，我们又是基督精兵，对不对？所以这个玩意是非学不可的。
Likewise, we are battle in the army of Christ, we're his good soldiers, so it's the same principle.
你刚刚还有一个问题是什么？哦，对我自己主观有什么特别的发生的事情是吧？
So anything subjective for me when 16 years later my wife said it was time and the agreement from the co-workers.
那当然这个不管妻子的同意跟同工的同意那还是后来的事。
Whether it was from agreement from my wife or the co-workers, actually that was later on.
Trigger 这件事情的是我在工作的时候。
What triggered this was actually when I was at work.
我总共工作十六年。
I worked for 16 years.
后来的十年。
In the last 10 years,
那因为中美建交。
Because of the opening of the trade from U.S. and China.
那么美国的很多的这种所谓五百强的公司就要想发展新的市场在中国大陆。
Many of the U.S. companies, the Fortune 500 companies, wanted them to expand into the Chinese market.
那么，所以那个时候公司就组织了一个 team， 叫做 China Team.
And the company formed the China Team to for the market.
那我就在那个 team 里头。
I was a part of that team.
从八二年一直到九二年，有十年，我就。来来去去。
Therefore, there was about 10-year period of time I flew back and forth from the U.S. and China from 82 to 92.
这也是后来我会开始在中国做工的一个很重要一个原因。
This was also a very important reason why I would serve in China.
在那些年间特别是最初82年到84年那段时间。
In those period of time, especially the beginning years, 82 to 84.
每一次我记得很清楚，飞机一进入中国的领空。
I remember very clearly each time the aircraft will enter into the airspace of China.
我就开始莫名其妙，一个大男人就哭起来了，在飞机上。
For unknown reasons, a grown man, I would start weeping in the airplane.
起先我是不懂为什么有这种事情。
Before I would not understand why this would happen.
后来我发现怎么每次都是这个样子。
And later I discovered why does this happen every time.
这简直是很 embarrass.
Actually, it's very embarrassing.
但是主就有话来了。
But then the Lord had His words.
就是说你看见什么？
He asked.
我说我看见 billions of people.
I see billions of people.
这将来世界最大的市场。
It is the biggest market in the world.
我们当时我们做的是木材跟纸浆。我说他们只要买一根铅笔，我们的木材卖不完。
And if I was in the wood industry, the paper industry, so even if each of them wanted a pen, a pencil, we would not be able to fill the order.
所以满脑袋看的就是一个市场。我们去的目的就是发展市场。
And that was a purpose of this development team was to expand the market. So that was all that was in my mind, the numbers.
主说我问你的是另外一个题目，你看见什么？
The Lord asked me, I ask you another question. What is it that you see?
我知道完了。
I said, nope, that's it.
不是钱，是人。
It's not money, but people.
那里有这么多的人。
There are so many people there.
所以我就跟主说这个不可能啊。
So I said to the Lord, that's impossible.
这是匪区啊。我台湾来的，台湾这么就看着。
And so I'm from Taiwan. When I look at China, I say this is the region of the thief, the robbers.
共产党是共匪啊。
And so they are communist robbers.
这不可能在那里传福音的。
I cannot preach the gospel there.
传完马上就抓起来了。
If I do, I would be arrested.
所以是不可能的嘛。
That's impossible.
等到大陆政权转移，我们再来传福音就是了。
Oh, perhaps after the political scene has changed in China, then I can go and preach the gospel.
但是这个感动一直在里面，就这么没完没了。
But this moving was continually at work within me, without end.
然后在那些年呢，就一面工作，那么下班的时间呢，就有机会去认识一些基督徒。
I worked in China, so on the off time, I would have a chance to meet some Christians.
因着慢慢这样接触了基督徒呢，就开始了解在中国基督徒的光景。
After I got to know more brothers and sisters, I got to know of the condition there of Christians in China.
那也就慢慢跟他们有交通，也就开始参加聚会。
Gradually, we would have fellowship, and I would be able to attend the meetings.
那也会讲到。
And I would be able to preach as well.
那这些事情我都会要一五一十跟老板。老板要问我你在那边干嘛？
And I would tell my boss that he would ask me, what are you doing over there?
不但这个 office hour 我要告诉他我干嘛，这个 off duty 的时候他也要问我你在中国做什么。
He would ask me, what am I doing office hours? And even on off hours, he would ask me, what are you doing in China?
所以我会一五一十告诉他我在做什么。
So I had to tell him everything that I was doing.
开始他还蛮感动的。
At the beginning, he was quite moved.
后来他越想越不妙。
And then he thought, the more he thought, something is wrong here.
哎，你是代表公司去的啊。
You are representing the company there.
如果你共产党抓你的话，你怎么办？
If you're arrested by the communists, what will happen?
那我们公司的生意不是就完蛋了吗？
Then the fame of the company and our name would be harmed.
所以他就警告我。
So he would say, he warned me.
然后我们美国的宗教信仰自由，你要怎么干，随你的便。
Now, in the U.S., there's freedom of religion, so you do whatever you want.
但是你去中国,
but when you go to China,
你是代表公司,
or you represent the company.
你只能做公司的 business.
So you only can do business matters.
你 off hour 做的事情不可以影响你正常工作的这个 business.
In the off hours, you cannot do anything that would influence, affect your business hours, your business matters.
所以他就不准我到大陆参加这个基督徒的聚会讲道。
Therefore, he would not allow for me to attend the meetings and to preach in China.
可是那个在天上发生的事情。
But that which happened in the air.
我就跟主辩论。
I debated with the Lord.
我说这个地方不可能的了。
I said, Lord, this place is impossible.
可是主让我看见是可能的。
But the Lord showed me it is possible.
然后呢，我就说那这个太大了，不可能。
And、
我现在开始说太大不可能。
Now I said this is too big, too grand, it's impossible.
就是把我切成一千块一千 pieces.
Even if you were to divide me into 1,000 pieces.
分到这个中国这么大的人群当中，也真是就是 minuscule， 什么都不是。
And you divide me amongst all of the region of China, it's minuscule, it's nothing.
所以我就跟神说 ，No way.
So I say to God, No way.
那你就老哭，在飞机上就老哭啊，
oh, so、
就跟你一样，也是那边眼泪汪汪的。
So I can only weep like you when I was in the airplane. I continue to weep.
那是很 embarrassed 的事情。
And so it's very embarrassing.
那有一天主的话就说。
So one day the Lord's words came.
哎，你不是很熟五饼二鱼吗？
Aren't you very familiar with the story of the five bread, the five loaves and the two fish?
那个神迹奇事怎么发生的？
And so how did that miracle take place?
我说有一个小朋友五饼二鱼拿出来主一祝福就喂饱这个一万人。
So that was a young boy who offered this up and the Lord blessed it and it was able to feed thousands.
对啊。我没有问你能不能。
I did not ask if you were able.
我只问你肯不肯。
I only ask, are you willing?
像那个小朋友。
Just like the little boy.
他当然不能啊。
Of course, he's not able.
一万人在那里等着吃，他手里只有五饼二鱼。
There's a thousand.
分分自己都不够。
There's 10,000 people, five loaves and two fish. There's not enough to divide among all of them.
但是这不是你的问题吗？
But that is not your problem.
那是我的问题吗？
That is my problem.
我只问你，你肯不肯而已。
I'm only asking you if you're willing.
你跟我搞了半天，搞什么？
And you're arguing with me for the whole day for what?
我说主，那我没得个讲。
So Lord, I have nothing to say then.
那我当然肯哦。
Of course I am willing.
如果你愿意，我当然肯哦。
If you're willing, of course I am willing.
所以当我这样子跟主一放，
so、when
一交代，
when I say this to the Lord,
很稀奇，
very amazingly,
再也不哭了。
No more weeping.
没有问题已经解决了。
The problem is solved.
那么，所以因着公司这样不准我讲到。
Therefore, because the company did not allow for me to preach,
而主也把这个负担放在我里面，要去服侍那边的弟兄姐妹。
And the Lord has placed this burden within me to serve the brethren there.
所以这就是你刚刚问题的那个动因。
So that is the crucial turning point or the motivation that in your second question.
我知道我的 job 是我的 hindrance.
My job was my hindrance.
Yeah.娱乐，哦，我乐得很。我讲个故事给你听。
So the question is it entertainment for you to serve the Lord? Like you're going to various places.And if you're in a location, there's a famous scenery for you to visit. Will you go see it? Do you want to go see it? And would you entertain yourself in those ways to watch a movie and things like that? Jonathan will tell you a story.
你刚刚问的一系列的问题，答案都是 yes, yes, yes.
All the answers to your questions are yes.
但我要讲个故事给你听。
Let me tell you a story.
这个事情发生不止一次，好几次。
Now this did not only happen once, but many a times.
我不告诉你什么地点哈，反正有这么一个地点在浙江。
Now I won't tell you what place this is, but there's this particular location, this place in Zhejiang.
这个地方的负责弟兄属灵到一个地步。
The brother, responsible brother of this location is so spiritual to a point.
他是不拿身份证的。
He will not have a proper ID, identification.
因为他说拿身份证就表示你是地上的公民，我们是天上的公民，不需要身份证。
So his reason for it is that if I take a ID of the state, then I am a citizen of this country, and we're not citizens of this, but we're heavenly citizens.
好，这就是那个地方的背景，这个带头的是这样的属灵的人。
That is the background of the responsible brother in this location. This is the spiritual.
那一年他们请我去讲道。
That year they invited me to preach.
我记得很清楚，也是讲启示录。
I remember very clearly we were also sharing on Revelation.
讲七封书信。
I shared on the seven epistles.
那我就说到教会的堕落。
So I shared on the fall of the church.
那我就举了例子了。
I gave an example.
我说那一年呢，我们西雅图啊，这个波音公司啊，这个七七七试飞成功。
I share that there's the Boeing company in Seattle. They test flight the 777, and it was successful.
头版新闻。
And it was on the headlines.
然后呢，旁边就另外并列的另外一个新闻。
There was on the other headline as well.
是两个男的在这个相片里。
There was two men in this photo.
然后说，我们 University District 的某某教会聘请了一位牧师。
So-and-so in this district have hired a pastor.
对，主任牧师来了，但是又带了另外一个partner.
They have hired the pastor, the main pastor, but yet he has a partner.
同性恋的。
He was homosexual.
所以两个人的相片都在报纸上。
So both of their pictures were on the headlines.
所以我就举这个出来说明今天美国的教会对同性恋可以做牧师，这就说明这个属灵的光景的堕落的情形。
I raised this as an example of the fallen church in that time, and as the fallen condition of the church that even the homosexual can be the pastor of the church.
后来我又讲了另外一个例子，讲到电视上有这么一个新闻，怎么样怎么样怎么样。
And then I share there's other examples that was on television, such examples.
好，那次聚会完了，顺利完成，走了。
After the meeting, it was finished and I was ready to go.
后来有人传话来了。
And someone have through the grapevine shared this with me.
彭弟兄啊。
Brother Pong.
你下次不用再去那个地方了。
Next time, you don't need to visit that location anymore.
你被开除。
You've been let go.
我说为什么
？I said why？
传道人还有看报纸的。
The reason is you are a servant and you would read the newspaper。
啊，还看电视。
And even more, you would watch TV。
这种传道人还行啊。
And so for such servants, we cannot have。
炒鱿鱼。
You're fired。
如果告诉他江守道也看报也看电视。他也把江守道炒鱿鱼。
If I told him that if Brother Kong also reads the newspaper and watches TV, they would also fire Brother Kong.
所以每个地方价值观不同。
Because each place would have a different value system.
但过了六年以后，他又把我请回去了。
But after 6 years, he invited me back.
因为我被另外一个人又炒鱿鱼，炒了两次。
But I was fired by another person, and I was fired twice.
好玩的事情很多。
And so there are many of these humorous matters.
我还碰过一群人。
I've encountered another group.
上公共汽车自己带板凳。
When they go on public transportation, they would bring their own chair.
你猜为什么？
You guess what the reason is.
为什么上公共汽车自己带板凳？
Why is it that when you go on the public transportation, you bring your own chair?
不是怕挤没有位置，不是。
It's not because it's crowded and there's no space.
是属灵的原因。
But it is a spiritual reason.
猜
Guess.
诗篇第一篇说什么
Psalm 1. The reason is Psalm 1. What does Psalm 1 say that we should not sit with?
啊，不坐亵慢人的座位。
Yes, we should not sit in the council of the wicked.
所以这帮基督徒上公车自己带板凳。
So this group of saints bring their own chair onto public transportation.
是。这是我要跟你请教的问题。
I didn't hear the question.
Our young people face today's attraction of the world in a tremendous pressure. For you as a preacher, how do you solve their problem?我说这是我要向他请教的问题。
And so my answer to that question is, this is a question that I have to ask you.
我老实跟你说，我这是我在服侍的里面这几年最大的 frustration.
I share with you honestly, in my few years of service recently, this is the greatest frustration for me.
Yeah. 我还没有 figure out.
I haven't figured it out.
除了为他们祷告以外。
Besides praying for them.
Yeah. 差不多了吧？好不好？谢谢大家。
Thank you, everyone.